were just talking about teachers that had it out for us in the last segment. We're going to let this guy into the bunker because he's been here before. He's also fully vaccinated now. We say good morning to Dr. Carlton Maxwell, who teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas and is our own sports psychologist. Hi, Dr. Maxwell.
You're doing wonderful, Craig. Just hold on just a moment because you went to me before I had a chance to have a sip of my morning coffee.
Oh, yeah, your coffee.
Why does this take so long?
Oh, no.
Oh, 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 God, that felt good.
It's
Are
just
you
a sip of coffee?
Wonderful. Understand your case. We're talking about teachers and their relationships with your students.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't imagine you ever treating a student like that.
The psychology of a teacher hating you. Of course, I've been an educator for a little bit over 20 years now. A little bit over 20 years, and I taught high school for a while, and then, of course, I moved to UTD and have taught there ever since. And I have to say, big difference between the two of those.
Okay.
I did not like teaching in high school.
Yeah?
Did not like teaching in high school.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Let's just say I was bullied mercilessly.
You were?
High school. Oh, my goodness, yes. The kids all had impersonations of me, and I don't even understand what maybe he's an impersonator. Let me like, hey,
yeah, where would they start on something like
no
that?
No definable qualities. <I don't know. laughs> They would write derogatory things about me in the bathroom stalls.
Terrible.
Yes, and some of the things I wrote were technically true, but
still,
I just didn't appreciate the language in which they expressed these truths.
I understand.
So I like teaching college much more, and I've always gotten really close with my students.
Really? I don't know that you're supposed to do that.
Despite the reprimands, I still like getting very close to my students.
Yeah.
And a little fun fact here for a little of the P wins. I actually had George in one of my classes.
I never knew this.
Yeah, I took a class from
George
Dr. Maxwell.
George took a class of mine at UTD shortly after I started coming in here.
George, you never told us this.
Why are you saying it like that?
What?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not that big a deal, but yeah.
And I have to say, George was not one of my favorite students.
Why not?
Church was not one of my favorite
students. We never had a problem that I remember.
They were just, you know, you would often sit behind some of the girls in class and make inappropriate noises. And,
I did
noises.
And yes, you would harass them. I had several complaints about your behavior. He would show up drunk to class multiple times.
Awful. Define drunk.
Multiple times, and you wouldn't study. That's the thing. Our definition of drunk was so different.
Maybe that was the problem.
I can't tell you how many times I had to wrestle the keys away from George as he was trying to leave class. It was amazing. Now, I would really like to get Craig in my class.
Would you?
Oh, Craig, yes.
Well, I'm...
Yes!
Not really looking.
Yes!
Dr. Maxwell!
I would really like to teach you new things.
I'm not really...
I could open up a whole new world for you.
Oh, my gosh.
I could show you things that would blow your mind.
Dr. Maxwell, settle down.
You didn't have a little bit of the coffee here.
I didn't get any of that.
Something about coffee.
More coffee?
Feels so good going down. I brought a few spirits mix for you.
Oh yeah.
I understand books. You guys are going on vacation.
We're going to be on spring break vacation.
Oh, spring break. Craig, you going to the beach?
Think we are going to drive down to Galveston.
Get your beach bod together.
Yes, I'm married. My wife and I are going to drive to the beach.
Oh, have fun with that. Okay.
You sound very disappointed.
Here, this is a great one. This is called How I Convinced My Dad to Sign Dak Prescott and Fire Roosevelt by Stephen Jones.
What? Fire Roosevelt?
That's what he calls the book. Don't blame me. And I like this one here. This one is called Deshaun Watson's Guide to Houston Area Massage Parties.
Oh, no. He should not have printed that.
It's got pictures in it, and it's got anatomical drawings by me, Carlton Maxwell.
Why did you add those?
And then this one. Are you guys Ranger fans? Let me hear from you.
Yeah,
throw your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Why are you playing to a big crowd?
And then here, this book is called Making Opening Day a Super Spreader Event by the Texas Rangers. It's a collaborative effort.
They wrote a book about
that? Already got a book
out. Fun? See you guys later. Happy
okay. Friday. Okay. Bye-bye, Dr. Bye. Maxwell. Thank you.
Dr. Carlton Maxwell. All right, it's 8:46